Missourinet News, I'm Jason Taylor. The CEO of Joplin-based Tamco Building Products is reconsidering a $40 to $50 million expansion in the city. KZRG reports company head David Humphreys is considering whether states where Tamco operates are pro-business or neutral. Legislation aimed at creating about 500 new jobs in Southeast Missouri has been approved by the House. After 5 hours of emotional debate, the House voted 120 to 17 to approve Portageville GOP State Representative Don Roan's Naranda Steel Mill bill. Supporters say the jobs would be created in the impoverished Boot Heel. Republican Governor Eric Greitens called the special session. Roan's bill had strong Democratic support, including from State Representative Greg Razor, who went to high school in the area.
When I go home to visit family and friends and I drive around, I'm struck by that poverty, by that lack of opportunity that you see in New Madrid County, Pemiscot, Dunklin.
Roan tells his House colleagues that the average salary for smelter employees would be $95,000. Olivet State Representative Tracy McCreary worries about the impact the bill will have on Ameren ratepayers. Some members of the Missouri congressional delegation have reintroduced bipartisan legislation involving a radioactive waste site, Elise Nelson reports.
Missouri U.S. Senators Roy Blunt and Claire McCaskill want the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers instead of the EPA to be in charge of stopping environmental damage at Westlake Landfill. They have reintroduced a bipartisan bill that would require the change. Missouri Representatives Lacey Clay and Ann Wagner have also introduced bipartisan companion legislation in the House. The St. Louis area landfill contains about 100,000 tons of World War II-era nuclear weapons contamination. An underground fire at the nearby Bridgeton landfill, which has been burning since at least 2010, could soon meet the radioactive material at Westlake.
Thanks, Elisa. A corrections officer was assaulted at Mid-Missouri's Callaway County Jail last night. KMIZ reports the officer was treated at a local hospital for minor injuries. The incident currently under investigation. Two Missouri House Republicans have thrown their hats into a state Senate race 18 months before the election. Bill White of Joplin and Charlie Davis of Webb City are vying to replace Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard in the fiercely conservative 32nd District. Davis is choosing to direct his message to the region's base voters.
I'm going to go on a strong constitutional conservative Christian platform to be the voice for life in Missouri, to be the voice for limited government, as well as be the voice for the blue-collar common worker.
White says he's running for the seat because he's unhappy with legislation passed this year and because the Senate's been dysfunctional. Branson City Administrator fired yesterday. News Leader reports the administrator recently announced options to address a $6 million funding shortage for a city renovation project. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.